Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Anthony Aniano Fantasy Sports Show. Fantasy Football Week 13 preview, and excited to be back on the air. Haven't been with you now for a couple of weeks. Last Thursday was Thanksgiving, a well-deserved night off. And the week before, both myself and my co-host, Doug, we had some other commitments that night, so we weren't able to come at you 2 weeks ago. So it's been a few weeks, but we are back and excited to be here, in case you were wondering. I'm one of your hosts, Anthony Aniano, and joining me, as he always does, every Thursday night, partner, colleague, and co-host, Mr. Douglas Dalla. Doug, happy Thursday, December 3rd. Feels good to be back on the air, my friend. How are you?
I'm crapping a brick, Anthony. It's that time for fantasy football playoff season. I have every team right on the wire where I might or might not have a postseason, so I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame you because your season in the league we're in together depends on you beating me this week. I have Calvin Johnson in my lineup. He's already put one in the end zone. So that's going to be fun. I've locked up the one seed. I've locked up most points. Back on top where I belong. It does feel good. So I wish you luck this week, my friend. I'm not going to spill all my secrets, I guess, as we're playing each other, but it should be interesting nonetheless. I want to remind everybody you could follow the show on Twitter at @AAnianoFantasy. Check out its Facebook page, the Anthony Aniano Fantasy Sports Show. Go to iTunes, download, subscribe, rate, comment on the show on iTunes as well. Phone lines are open all night, 347-838-8088. And you can check out my work over at rotoballer.com, where I host their fantasy football show, co-host their show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern. And sign up for DraftValet.com. I'm one of the experts there. And get all the best fantasy sports advice over at DraftValet.com. Doug, quick update on tonight's game. And my God, have the Green Bay Packers just fallen off a cliff. There's no way around it. They're losing to the Detroit Lions tonight 17-0. If you played a Green Bay Packer in your fantasy lineup, you're hurting right now. Aaron Rodgers, 80 passing yards and an interception. James Starks, 9 rushing yards. Eddie Lacy, 5 carries for 4 yards, looking like the last couple of weeks have been a bit of a fluke. Leading receiver on the Packers is tight end Richard Rodgers, 2 catches for 34 yards. Other than that, James Starks, Davante Adams, 2 for 10, Randall Cobb, 2 for 9. I mean, there is literally nothing happening on the Green Bay side of the ball. On the Lions side, Matthew Stafford's been red hot. He's putting himself back into the conversation as a must-start fantasy quarterback. He's at 99 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. 1 touchdown to Calvin Johnson, who's 2 catches for 37. Eric Ebron with 1, his only catch, a 3-yarder. Golden Tate, 4 for 35. Theo Riddick, 3 catches for 17. He's giving you about 4 or 5 points in a PPR league. Amir Abdullah leads the rushing category for Detroit, 8 carries for 47 yards. Joy Bell, only 1 carry. It's looking more and more with last week and now this week. Abdullah solving the fumbling problems, starting to run away with the RB1 job there in Detroit. If he's available, he might be worth an ad. Now, Doug, before we get into all of today's games, though, I got to ask you this. Fantasy playoffs are essentially a week away. Week 13 is probably the last week of the regular season. For most leagues, week 14 starts the postseason. If you've been reliant on Aaron Rodgers, probably a second-round pick, maybe a third-round pick in your draft, he has not been good. There's just no way around that. Do you trust him and say, it's Aaron Rodgers, I've got to play him here on out? I mean, odds are you used him this week. But next week, you know, are you trusting Aaron Rodgers in your lineup? First round of a fantasy playoffs, he's facing the Cowboys, who are actually tough against the pass. What do you do, Doug?
You know, two things, Anthony. Number one, this is one of those seasons where there's a lot to pick from the waiver wire at quarterback. And if you're relying on him, try not to. Hopefully by now you've picked up somebody that's decent. There's possibly still maybe Fitzgerald is left.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, sorry. No, Fitzgerald is not available. Maybe dare I say Brock Osweiler? Possibly. I mean, I'm not faithful with Aaron Rodgers right now. And number two, can we please stop with the conversation of is it Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady? Tom Brady is the clear number one quarterback in the NFL right now. And as far as people, I haven't seen the rankings in a while, but they keep on putting the Patriots number two and the Packers at number one. I hope to God that is over with.
Well, you know, I mean, Patriots are the clear number one team in football this year. I don't think anybody's even going to debate that, coming off the loss to Denver. And I agree. Brady, this season, best quarterback in football. Now, it's going to be interesting to see, and we'll get to his game in a little while, going to be interesting to see what Brady's able to do this week at home against the Eagles. Terrible, terrible defense Philadelphia has. However, Brady's reliant now on Amendola and LaFell. That's literally all he has to throw to. Gronk not going to play. Edelman is still out. So Brady's got his work cut out for him. Kind of easing him in, Eagles are the worst defense in defending wide receivers in the league. So that does help Brady's situation a bit. But I was actually able, in the league, I own Aaron Rodgers, Doug. Somebody gave up on Matt Stafford, and I was able to grab him. Now, I didn't play him this week. I'm in the playoffs already, so I'm probably going to take a loss because I stuck with Rodgers one more week. Matchup seemed good against Detroit. That's going to bite me. However, going forward, I strongly need to consider using Matt Stafford instead of Aaron Rodgers. And next week, the Detroit Lions, with a favorable matchup, as they are going in week 14 against the Rams, actually not a favorable matchup, but I think still a matchup I'd favor Stafford in over Aaron Rodgers. But, Doug, let's get started on Sunday's action. Let's go through all the start sits like we always do on Thursday night. And let's start with the New York versus New York game. 1 o'clock Eastern time, a must-win for both teams as they cling to playoff hopes. The Jets technically at the Giants. Doug, this has all the makings of a shootout. Me personally, I am all in on both quarterbacks. I'm all in on the top wide receivers on both teams, Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker. And I'm all in on Chris Ivory of the Jets. Is there anybody I'm missing? And realistically, how much do you expect out of these quarterbacks and wide receivers?
Well, I got to say, you know, I mean, I'm a Giants fan. Anthony, you are too. I'm a bit happy for my Jet fans' friends because if they finally have a decent team, and for once in a long time, I think they are clearly the best team in New York, even better than the Bills. So I'm all in. I would throw Ivory in there as well. I'll put Ivory in.
Is Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, are you agreeing with both of them as top 24 wide receiver one for Marshall, wide receiver two for Eric Decker this week?
Oh, absolutely. Marshall, he's one of those guys I just can't stand. I swear, every time I've had him twice, and those are the seasons he bombs, I stay away from him, I swear him off, and he has huge years. He is easily a number one wide receiver this year.
931 yards, 9 touchdowns on the season. Eric Decker has 8 TDs. The shame of it all is the Jets really don't have a tight end you can count on. Giants are terrible defending in the tight end, but don't get cute and play a Jets tight end. Doug, what about in the Giant backfield? I know it's a mess. Are you willing to roll with Shane Vereen in a PPR format? Or let's just be honest, we haven't seen enough from him, and it's really Eli, Odell Beckham, and maybe Reuben Randall?
I would play Randall in deep leagues as a flex, yes. Vereen, you know, he's up and down. I would put a flyer out for him in a 12 or 14 team league and a PPR only. Definitely PPR. Standard league, I would not play him at all.
Yeah, I agree. I expect Ryan Fitzpatrick to have a pretty big game. He has statistically one of the number two ranked opportunity here, I guess you could say. The Giants are the second worst team in the league in defending opposing quarterbacks. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a must-start this week, folks. They are not good in defending the quarterback position. As far as the wide receivers go, both teams have a nice situation. Giants, we know, give up a boatload of big plays. They've given up one a bunch of times. And the Giants, this is a surprise to me. As I was looking at the numbers before the show, Doug, The Jets defense is the ninth worst defense in the league when it comes to giving up fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. Darrelle Revis is not playing, it seems, still suffering from concussion symptoms. Odell Beckham is in line for another monster game. Are you concerned using Eli Manning, though? Giants O-line a little beat up by injury, although Richburg and Pugh came back to practice. They are a little beat up. We know the Jets pass rush, that front seven is good. Are you concerned about Eli, or is he a must-start?
You know, the Giants O-line, as you know, Anthony, they've been a little banged up for the past few years, and I'm not happy with them at all. But you know what? Eli, he's legit. I would start him. I would definitely feel comfortable starting him. I just wanted to reiterate what you said before. I have in my notes. The Giants are the second-worst team against the tight end, but Jeff Cumberland has two targets per game. So, I mean, on paper, it looks great for him, but like you said, don't get cute. Don't take a risk. Don't even have him on your radar.
No, I agree. Although the Giants are bad, the Jets' current tight end situation is worse. It's just not a factor in their offense. All right, Doug, let's move on. Next game on the slate, the Arizona Cardinals facing the St. Louis Rams. Now, this is interesting. This one we've actually got something to talk about because Carson Palmer has the fourth worst matchup. The Rams are the fourth best defense in the league in terms of allowing points to quarterback. That's going to be a tough struggle for Palmer against this Rams defense. And the Rams are the third best defense in the league in defending wide receivers, making things difficult for Larry Fitzgerald, John Brown, Michael Floyd. Carson Palmer is arguably MVP of the league, if not fantasy football this year. He's in the top three with Brady and Cam Newton. What do you do here? I'm still playing Palmer. I know the Rams matchup is tough. I'm still going to play Palmer, even though the Rams are very tough against quarterbacks. What about you? Are you running scared or are you staying with the guy?
No, one thing that, you know, we always say, get there, play the guys that got you there. It's late in the season. You're making the playoff push. Don't get cute. I mean, Carson Palmer, he's a top quarterback. I mean, like we said, on paper, it's not a good matchup. But, you know, he's legit. He's a top guy. I mean, he's almost up there with Brady. Would you sit Brady? I wouldn't. So I wouldn't sit Palmer either.
No, I wouldn't sit Brady. And people wanted to get cute last week and sit Brady against the Patriots. And I immediately advised against it, even though he's playing the Broncos. I mean, Carson Palmer has 27 touchdowns to 9 interceptions this season. I get it. The Rams' defense is good, but Carson Palmer's at another level. I am not letting the stats that support the Rams' defense as a top 5 against QBs and wide receivers scare me away here. I'm still using Palmer. I'm still using Fitzgerald, John Brown, Michael Floyd. Doug, where do you see them? I really have them as wide receiver 3 flex options at best. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe a 2 or 3 flex. I'll play John Brown. I'll play Fitzgerald. I'll play David Johnson as well. I picked him up in one league in a PPR format. I'll play him as well. And, you know, and contrary to that, I will sit the Rams defense. I will not play them against the Cardinals. I just won't do it.
Really? Even though they're that highly ranked, you're more concerned. So really what you're saying is Cardinals offense greater than Rams defense. Statistically, Rams defense is good, but so is the Cardinals offense. You think Cardinals offense wins this one out?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's very often, and we all know, a good defense will beat a good offense. In this case, I'm not sold. I'm just not.
Fair enough. Now, you mentioned this name, and I've got to ask you, right? Chris Johnson has been a godsend for the Cardinals. Off the scrap heap, takes a bullet, comes back, having a nice season. Broken leg, he's out for a while. Andre Ellington would have been next in line. Turf toe, he's listed as doubtful. Odds are he will not play. So that leaves the rookie, David Johnson. Hot free agent acquisition. Was probably the top waiver claim this past beginning of the week. What is your status with David Johnson? Are you viewing him as a PPR flex guy? Or is he, a regardless of format, are you putting him in as a running back?
You know, he's on a great offense. I'm going to put him on regardless. I have him in PPR. Standard league, I'll play him as well. I mean, he's good. He's probably the team's future for the most part. I mean, I know that Palmer's getting old. Fitzgerald's getting old. You know, I like David Johnson, and I would probably put him in regardless.
Yeah, I'm going to use Johnson. Obviously, it depends on your situation. But the truth is, right, Doug, your situation, unless you've been very lucky, your running back situation has been beat to snot. There's no way around it. And, you know, if you were willing to start Spencer from the Chiefs last week, or if you're starting Thomas Rawls of Seattle, I mean, these are guys who you didn't plan on using, and now you're pretty dependent on them. Sean Drone of the 49ers, players who have really become RB2s out of default. I agree. David Johnson's in that category. If you're lucky and you don't need him and you have two elite guys, obviously stick with him. But David Johnson, if you need him, get him in your lineup. Doug, what about Todd Gurley? Let's be honest, he's probably the only fantasy-relevant person. He and Tavon Austin. Arizona's defense, we know, is good. Gurley has struggled mightily of late. Are you still having faith in Todd Gurley this week?
Yes. You know, there's two people I would play for the Rams. I would play Tavon Austin in a flex in a deep league, only if you're in a pinch. And you know what? Gurley, he's just too talented. I can't bench the guy. I can't do it.
Todd Gurley, you know, he hasn't rushed for 100 yards since week 8. And since week 8, the numbers have basically gone down, right? We saw him come on weeks 4, 5, 7, and 8. Over 120 yards each game. Since then, 89, 45, 66, and 19. Now, what had been saving him is he had scored touchdowns in 5 games in a row. Last week, he did not get in the end zone against the Bengals. His yards per carry was down to 2.1. This is a tough matchup for him, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt as well, Doug, against Arizona. And then brighter days, week 14, he plays Detroit. On paper, that should go well for him. We're going to have to see what happens, obviously. But I'm going to keep Gurley in. I'm with you on that. And I love Tavon Austin this year, Doug. He has been terrific. 304 yards rushing, 343 yards receiving, combined 7 touchdowns. I agree. He's been a solid solid flex player all season.
Yeah, he's not getting a lot of love. He's not getting a lot of print basically because of the team he's on. Because he's been – you know, Gurley's getting most of the press. He's getting most of the hype. But, yeah, he's a nice little cheeky little player for you.
All right, let's move on, Doug. Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Devonta Freeman is back. He's a must-start. Julio Jones, he's a must-start. My question is Matt Ryan. 16 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Tampa's defense is not bad. Like Aaron Rodgers, I'm having a hard time finding faith in Matt Ryan. You?
Yeah, you know, I have him as a starter. I you want to play him. I mean, he's a talented guy, but you know the matchup for him, he hasn't been playing well against Tampa Bay. So I'm a little bit nervous there. But you know what? If I have him, I it's kind of hard to bench him. Yeah, I mean, I got him kind of high. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say though, when I look at matchups this week, I'd play Ryan Fitzpatrick over him.
Oh, easily, definitely.
I could make an argument that I would play Ryan Tannehill over him. You know, the Dolphins have a nice matchup this week as well. The Ravens defense is terrible. You know,
so there are
a couple of matchups out there that I would be able to walk away from Matt Ryan, Doug.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if he's available, Alex Smith against the Raiders, I would go over him. Definitely Blake Bortles against the Titans. I mean, there's a lot of matchups out there that I would definitely take over him. It's tough because you know, between injuries and people getting hot, the pool of players, quarterbacks to take from the waiver wire is drying up. But I mean, there's a lot of guys ahead of him.
Right. I would even consider it, and this one would be tough for me to pull the trigger on. Marcus Mariota. Mariota faces the Jaguars. Jaguars, fifth worst team in the league defending QBs. Mariota could do something. Just another name to consider. Doug, Tampa side of the ball, Doug Martin, he's in line for a big game. Atlanta, third worst defense when it comes to defending running backs. Doug Martin's had a resurgent season. He's in line for a monster game. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, he's definitely a must-start. There aren't a lot of must-starts for the Buccaneers week to week, but he's the one guy. Mike Evans, I would say, as well. They're definitely must-starts this week.
Well, you mentioned Mike Evans, and we'll wrap up this game with this one. Atlanta Falcons, surprisingly, second-best defense in the league defending both quarterbacks and wide receivers. Jameis Winston, I can understand not playing him. Does that stat scare you away from Mike Evans?
It scares me, but it doesn't scare me away. If you have him, he's maybe he could be your number one wide receiver. He's my number one or two in one league, and I got to play him. I mean, they got to throw the ball somewhere. Jackson is probably going to be out. The tight end position is in shambles. They had a lot of faith in the tight end position this year with Jenkins, but you got to ride with Mike Evans this week.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to go with Mike Evans. Vincent Jackson actually should be active. I would stay away from Jackson. I'm not a big Jackson guy, however. But Mike Evans, he's good to go. 49ers, Doug. The Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. This is an interesting matchup. We saw what the Panthers did to the Cowboys last week. Are you afraid of Drew Brees, Brandon Cooks, and the such facing that Carolina defense?
I actually have Drew Brees on the bench list. He's just not getting it done. He's playing the Panthers, and the Panthers, I want to say, they're one of the top five teams against the quarterback. Is that correct?
They are the sixth best
16.
Defense against QBs. Yep.
Yeah, I'm looking elsewhere instead of Drew Brees this week. I'm nervous about Snead. It has a hurt calf. He might play. He probably will play, but I don't feel very, confident in him. I might start Mark Ingram this week, but as far as the Saints, I'm thinking Ingram.
I'm benching both wide receivers. I'll be honest. I have Willie Snead on my bench, and I'm actually putting Brandon Cooks on my bench. Carolina's sixth best against the wide receivers as well. You need a nice option to bench Brandon Cooks. I think I have one. Jordan Matthews of the Eagles actually has a very good option matchup against the Patriots. 10 most fantasy points allowed to wide receivers are the Patriots. I'm going Jordan Matthews over Brandon Cooks. That Carolina defense is legit. I'm staying away from it myself. Doug, Cam Newton, he's got the best matchup out of anybody this week. I'm all in. Cam Newton, Devin Funchess, Jonathan Stewart. I'm all in on all of those kids. I like Funchess a lot this week. Saints defense, we know, is god-awful. Worst defense in the league in defending quarterbacks. Cam Newton should go off.
Yeah, I agree. I just have a bad taste in my mouth this week for Carolina, for Cam Newton. Because last week I started him. Last week, Anthony, I had the choice of Cam Newton, Bortles, and Stafford. I played Newton, and he did the worst out of all three. If I played either of the other two guys, I would have been locked up in my other league for the playoffs, and he burned me. But, yeah, I agree. Hey, you can't sit him this week. You just can't do it.
No. There are certain teams right now you have to play their offensive weapons. You play against the Saints. You play against the Ravens. You play against the Giants. Those are teams you play against right now. Their defenses just can't stop anybody. There's no nice way around it. Jonathan Stewart, the Saints' second most points allowed to running backs. John Stewart should have a big game as well. Go nuts with those guys. Enjoy the benefits. Doug, Houston Texans traveling to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills. DeAndre Hopkins was a huge letdown last week. The Texans offense, I think, as a whole was. They played the Saints. A lot of people jumped on board there. But I'm not running scared of Hopkins. Any interest? Brian Hoyer, Alfred Blue. Do you trust him against Buffalo, or is this only DeAndre Hopkins? I'm using Alfred Blue as a desperation running back only myself, depending on my injury situation.
Yeah, I'm not big on Blue. I mean, watching Hard Knocks, I was pushing for the guy. I don't think he's really he's definitely not a NFL starting caliber player. As far as the Texans, I'll play Hopkins. In deeper leagues, I'll play Nate Washington as a flex, and I'll play Hoyer as well.
Yep. Buffalo side of things, Tyrod Taylor. I'm all in on LeSean McCoy. Sammy Watkins has been red hot. I'm going to go with him. Houston's defense, though, is playing well. I'm avoiding Taylor. I'll play Watkins. I'll play LeSean McCoy because they're top 24 in their position. But, you know, I'm lowering expectations, I guess you could say. Houston's defense is on a roll, Doug. Third in the NFL against the pass, and have given up one passing touchdown in their last four games. This could be a struggle for Buffalo's offensive pieces.
Yeah, you have to play McCoy. You got him in the second round, if not the late first round. Watkins is a must start. Yeah, Taylor, he's banged up also. He's hurt, so I wouldn't want to start him. And I'll play Clay, but it's just a triangle there. It's the trifecta. It's McCoy, Clay, and Watkins, and that's all. The defense will not start either. The defense was one of the top three ranked defenses preseason, and they just not have lived up to expectations this year.
Yeah, I will start the Texans defense, though, against Buffalo. I like them a lot. I think they could be solid.
Yeah.
Doug, Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. These are two bad teams. And
oof,
I would say it could be a shootout. But the Ravens don't have anybody left on offense. Buck Allen is a must-start for Baltimore. Miami is terrible against running backs. Fourth most fantasy points allowed. So you're going to play Buck Allen. I'm also going to play Kamar Aiken of the Ravens. Miami does give up points to wide receivers, the third most in the league. Obviously, you can't use Matt Schaub or anything like that. So are you in agreement with me, Buck Allen and Kamar Aiken are the starting guys to go with out of Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for any television station that's airing this game because, I mean, who's going to watch? It's just low expectations all around. I mean, two teams – Dolphins had huge expectations this year. But, yeah, this is a horrible game, fantasy-wise, reality-wise. I'll play Aiken, I'll play Allen, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Aiken is a flex option. Buck Allen is a top 24 running back. Miami side of things, Doug, Baltimore is super tough against the run. They are sixth best against running backs. I'm staying away from Lamar Miller. He's been terrible anyway. Jay Ajayi has been useful, but I'm not willing to trust him this late in the season. Ryan Tannehill has a great matchup, though. Baltimore is giving up the sixth most fantasy points to quarterbacks. I'll play Tannehill. Jarvis Landry is a must start. What about Devontae Adams? Four catches for 80 yards. Is it too late in the season to thrust a rookie into your fantasy playoff situation, or can you trust him here?
No, you know, I mean, it's a good matchup for Tannehill. He's got to throw the ball to somebody. I mean, I agree. Landry is a must start. Yeah, I'll start Adams. I might even start in PPR league. I may throw Miller in there in deeper leagues in a flex position. I mean, he's more valuable as a receiver than a running back anyway.
Yeah, and on that one, I'm going to disagree with you on. Lamar Miller has not been good in any way, shape, or form. I find him he will not be the starting running back for the Dolphins next year. That's my gut feeling.
I don't
think he's been that bad. All right, Doug, Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. I'm staying away from everybody on Cleveland's side of the ball. Austin Davis is now the quarterback there. It hurts Travis Benjamin's value. They don't even have a running back. I guess Duke Johnson in a PPR format has a little bit of value. However, Cleveland side of things, this Browns defense is terrible. Andy Dalton, they give up the seventh most points to quarterbacks. Dalton should go off. Jeremy Hill, sixth most points to running backs. Hill has a terrific matchup. A.J. Green, Tyler Eifert, heck, even as a low-end flex, maybe Marvin Jones, Doug. Is there any Bengal who you're not willing to start?
Yeah, I mean, I might start their fifth running back. I mean, it's that bad a matchup for them. You know, I mean, if you're smart, you try to – if you have a friend who has some Browns who's not so bright, try to convince him that draft day that the movie was actual reality and start some Browns. Otherwise, I mean, maybe if you have everyone on your team hurt, maybe Travis Benjamin in a deep league as a flex if you lost a bet. But that's about it, yeah.
If you were in a bind, would you go Travis Benjamin or would you go like a Gio Bernard, who's been inconsistent with his touches this season?
You know, you have to go Gio there, I think. I mean, better player, you know, better offense. I would definitely go Gio over Travis Benjamin. I mean, who knows if anyone can even block for the Browns. I mean, who knows? He may not just see the ball once. You never know. Gio will get some touches. You know, we'll see. He's playing a horrible team. I would easily go with Bernard over Travis Benjamin.
I agree. Doug, Sunday, 1 o'clock. Jacksonville Jaguars, Tennessee Titans. Tennessee's defense is surprisingly pretty good. T.J. Yeldon, Jaguars running back, faces a Titans defense that has given up the fourth fewest fantasy points to opposing running backs. Cause for concern is Yeldon, the starting running back this week. He had the best matchup in the league last week against the Chargers, and he didn't do much with it. I'm willing to put Yeldon on the bench. What about you?
Well, for me personally, he's like my number one running back in a lot of my league. so I'm going to start him. I'm all in with pretty much most of the Jaguars. I mean, you guys play Blake Bortles. I'll go with Yeldon. Julius Thomas has a great matchup. Robinson. I mean, these two teams, Anthony, I think this matchup next year could be very exciting if they have a decent draft. Two teams, we were discussing this, I think, a few weeks ago. The Jaguars, we thought next year could be a great team. They've been on the low a little bit, but these could be two exciting teams in the next couple of years.
Yeah, they could. Allen Hurns probably not playing with concussion. Keep that in mind, but you're right. Robinson, Bortles, I'm all in on them. I'm also Yeldon. If you're in a situation like Doug where you need him, well, then obviously go with him. Tennessee side of thing, Mariota has a great matchup. Jaguars giving up the fifth most fantasy points to opposing QBs. Mariota's got a nice matchup there. The running game, Antonio Andrews, if you're desperate, you're going to use him. That's really what I see happening. Delanie Walker's been a must-start tight end all season. Jaguars don't defend the tight end well. Keep Delanie Walker in your lineup. Doug, let's move on to the 4 o'clock games, my friend. Kansas City Chiefs, the hottest team in the league. And this is a team that you throw out the stats on. Because right now, if you look at composite stats for the season, they're including the Chiefs games 1, 2, 3, and 4, where they gave up basically 30 points a game. Since then, they have been pretty darn good. They've won, 5 in a row. The most points they've given up was last week, 22. They've given up less points in the last 5 weeks than they did in some games alone in the beginning of the season. They're red hot. They're going to Oakland, Derek Carr, Latavius Murray, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. I'll tell you this, Doug. Chiefs defense against the run is terrific. Latavius Murray, unless I need him because I have no one else, Latavius Murray's on my bench.
Yeah, well, you know, you and I preseason, we were talking about taking wide receivers first, second, possibly third round. In one of my leagues, he's my number one running back, so I kind of have to play him. But besides that, yeah, he's on my bench as well.
Yep. Chiefs are only giving up 12 points a game during their 5-game winning streak. Murray has only run for over 60 yards in a game once over his last 3.6 yards a carry. Chiefs defense is tough. Now, Chiefs defense can give up passing yards, though. We've seen that. Sammy Watkins had a huge game last week. I don't mind Crabtree. I don't mind Cooper. I don't mind Derek Carr. They're going to give you yardage. It's going to be tough for them to get in the end zone, but they'll give up yardage. Doug, does it matter which Chiefs running back it is? Whoever starts, I think, is a must play.
No, I agree. The Chiefs are just an anomaly. I mean, preseason, you know, the talk was the defense is decent. Obviously, Charles was a top pick, but he's gone. And, I mean, I'm just shocked with how well they're doing this season. It's nice to see a team like this finally overachieve a bit.
Yeah, I agree. You mentioned him before, Doug. You willing to start Alex Smith this week against the Raiders?
I am, definitely.
Fair enough. I agree 100%. Jeremy Maclin, a terrific matchup as well against this Raiders team. Doug, 49ers playing the Chicago Bears. I got to be honest, Sean Drone has been a lifesaver here for the 49ers. He's gotten 20 touches a game the last three, over 13 fantasy points a game in PPR leagues. I like him a lot this week against Chicago. For me, he's the only 49er truly worth utilizing. Are you willing? Here's what I'll say. I'll use Sean Drone over Latavius Murray this week if that was a decision I had to make. What do you think?
Okay, I have to be honest, too. Who is the quarterback for the 49ers? I have no idea. I mean, is Kaepernick anymore? I mean, geez.
Blaine Gabbert.
You know, I mean, with that first name, he's definitely a starter in the NFL. That's the way it is nowadays. But I agree, Drones is the only guy I'll even think about starting. I mean,
yeah, Anquan Boldin is maybe a low end flex. What about their tight end though? Here's an interesting player, Vance McDonald, literally unheard of until the last 2 weeks. He's got a touchdown in each game. He's got about 70 yards receiving in each game. If you've lost Rob Gronkowski, if you have lost Jimmy Graham, and, you know, before the season started, those were the two top tight ends in football. Whether Graham is still there is another conversation. But either way, McDonald has been a fan favorite of – there he is, Vance McDonald. He's been a fan favorite of Blaine Gabbert. Okay, last week, 6 catches, 71 yards and a touchdown. Week 11 at Seattle, 4 catches, 65 yards and a touchdown. That's 16 and 19 points in PPR leagues. Doug, if you lost Gronkowski or Graham, Vance McDonald, you could probably pick him up as a free agent right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, let's be honest, there's not much to root for. I mean, from what I'm hearing, the beer is more than the actual tickets in San Francisco right now. Or, no, I'm sorry, the parking. This is the parking tickets are more expensive than the actual tickets to get in right now. He's getting some decent targets. He got 4 targets against Seattle. He made it worthwhile, 65 yards. 7 targets versus Arizona. I mean, the guy looks like Conan the Barbarian. So, yeah, you know what? I would take a flyer on him. If you're in a league where you have your playoffs locked and you want to have some fun, I would have no problem taking a flyer for McDonald. If you're, you know,
yeah.
If you're like me and you thought that Witten was the guy to go to, and had to drop him, then definitely, you know, drop Witten, take McDonald. It's a fun pickup.
Absolutely, I agree. Doug, Bears side of things though, Forte Langford. Forte's the starter, so I'm starting him over Langford. I don't mind Langford as a flex. Jay Cutler, I don't mind this week. And I certainly don't mind Alshon Jeffrey. He's been tremendous.
Yeah, I would play both running backs. They're both getting some points, especially in PPR. Yeah, Cutler, Forte, Langford, Jeffrey. I think that's where I'd end it right there.
Yeah. Quick update on the game. Lions lead 20-7. Packers score. James Starks took a run, fumbled the ball. Randall Cobb recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown for Green Bay. So depends on how your league works. I know some of the leagues I'm in that does not count as a touchdown for Randall Cobb. Stats update, 160 yards, 2 TDs for Stafford. Abdullah, 50. Golden Tate, 6 for 55. Calvin Johnson hasn't done anything since the touchdown. 2 for 37 and a touchdown there. Packers side of the ball, Rodgers, 131 yards. Hasn't done much. Starks, Eddie Lacy, I don't know what he's doing. Richard Rodgers is their leading receiver, 3 catches for 60 yards. Devontae Adams, 2 for 10. Randall Cobb, 2 for 9. Lions lead 20-7. Doug, let's move on to the next game of the day. Denver Broncos, San Diego Chargers. Brock Osweiler. Is he a starting quarterback in your fantasy football league?
You know, the name Brock alone, you know, he looks and sounds like a porn star. He plays like a stud. I would start the guy, you know. I mean, he got it done against, you know, last week he beat Tom Brady, you know. I mean, I think he overachieved last week. I mean, I think this week he may come down to reality a little bit, but I think he'll give you 200 yards. He'll give you a touchdown, maybe 2. The running game is great. The defense is basically what is keeping them alive this year. But I'm pretty comfortable starting him. Like we said before, I may start him over Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, I could see that. Would you start him over Drew Brees?
In a second.
Now keep this in mind. Phillip Rivers, the Broncos' opponent today, Denver is the best defense in the league defending both running back, defending quarterbacks and wide receivers. Best one. Would you start Brock Osweiler over Phillip Rivers?
You know what? This week I would. I mean, you know, I have Phillip Rivers has been a must start all year. But I think this week I would probably sit him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the worst matchup, Denver, number one against QBs, number one against wide receivers. I'm staying away from Chargers on offense. Their running game is non-existent. Their wide receivers are beat up. Inman, I know, got a touchdown last week. Gates had a nice game. Maybe I stick with Gates. Rivers has a tough matchup, though. Now, what's interesting here, Doug, we talk about Osweiler, and I can understand playing him, but the Chargers are the worst defense in the league against the run. This is a situation where I may be willing to use both Bronco running backs. C.J. Anderson has looked revitalized, okay, his last few games. Week 11 at the Bears, 59 yards on the ground, a 4.9 yard per carry. Last week we know he ended the game against the Patriots, 15 for 113, 7.5 yards a carry, 2 touchdowns. Looks like C.J. Anderson's getting things going. I'm getting him back in my lineup this week against the Chargers defense that can't stop running backs. And I'm probably going to roll with Ronnie Hillman as well. You know, Ronnie Hillman, although Anderson outperformed them last week, Hillman, 14 for 59 in a touchdown. Week before, 21 for 102. It's a great matchup for both guys. If you own one of them, I'm all in. Get either one of those guys in your lineup this week, Doug.
Yeah, you know, there are two teams this week where I would play both running backs. That's the Broncos and the Bears. Used to be the Eagles, but Ryan Matthews is hurt right now. But, yeah, I agree. Both running backs are legit. And the thing is, either one can blow up this week.
Yeah, I think either one could blow up. But even the guy who doesn't blow up, I think you're still going to get a solid 60-yard performance and potentially a touchdown.
Yeah, you want to do an update for the game? It's a game now. It's a real game.
It is a game right now. Quick update, 20-14, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers with a touchdown pass to Devontae Adams, gives him 3 catches for 18 yards. Green Bay has come back, and for all the talk about Aaron Rodgers, that was an 8-yard pass. They're back in it. This Detroit defense is not that good. Still about 4 minutes left in the third quarter. I'm looking forward to wrapping up this show, not that I don't love doing it, but, you know, nestling in and watching the end of this game, maybe catch most of the fourth quarter there. So 20-14 is the lead. Stafford and the Lions have to do something. And this is where not having a running game kills you if you're Detroit, because you got to keep throwing the ball. And Green Bay knows it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Stafford is known for that inopportune time interception. So it may still be coming. We'll see what happens. All right, Doug, let's keep rolling along here with our games. Next up on the hit list, I feel like we've missed a game or two, but I don't
Seahawks
think
Vikings.
We have.
We missed.
The Seahawks and the Vikings. All right, Doug, Russell Wilson's coming off a 5-touchdown performance. Minnesota, though, the 3rd-best defense in the league against opposing quarterbacks. What wins, Russell Wilkinson or the Viking defense?
You know, that's a tough one. I would try, for me, I would try to go with other options over Russell Wilson. Like we said, if there's still guys in the waiver wire that are available, you know, even Anthony, Brock Osweiler or Russell Wilson?
Osweiler.
Yeah. I thought I lost you. That was a deep thought there, buddy.
That was a tough one. I didn't expect that one coming my way.
Yeah. You know,
Russell Wilson or Drew Brees?
Russell Wilson
or Drew Brees?
Wilson. I got to go with Wilson.
Wilson or Philip Rivers?
Wilson. I mean, he lost Graham.
Yeah.
You know, beast mode is out, even though Rawls is a very nice backup. It's a tough call, but you know, if you have some other options, I would take it. But if he's your first running back, quarterback, and you look at waiver wire, there's some options out there. But he's not even top 10 for me this week.
Yeah, I agree. Now, what about Rawls? I'm okay with Rawls. What about Doug Baldwin? Doug, he had that monster game. Is that fool's gold last week, or is he a reliable wide receiver option, especially now with Jimmy Graham out?
You know, he'll obviously get a lot more targets without Graham. Is he reliable? No. But I mean, he's one of those guys you have to take a chance with. Either suck it up and go for it, or don't. But I mean, I had him preseason. I dropped him. He's a hot waiver wire guy. You know, he's just a little bit inconsistent. But this week, I would start in a deeper league. Like I have one league where I have three wide receivers and a flex. I would play him there.
Yeah, I would see him as my fourth guy, my flex. I get that. Maybe anything less than that, I'm going to have a hard time trusting him. Minnesota's defense is good. They're playing
they
good
are.
Ball of late. That's going to be a tough game for Seattle, especially in Minnesota. Now, Doug, Adrian Peterson is a must-start. We know that. But keep in mind, you may want to just lower expectations a little bit. Seattle, number one defense in the league against the run. The only one that's better right now is the Steelers in terms of allowing fantasy points. AP
right.
should be okay. I'm not expecting 200 yards, but obviously you're going to play him. Staying away from Bridgewater, staying away from Diggs and the Vikings wide receivers. However, I will start Kyle Rudolph, the Vikings tight end. He's been on a roll of late, and if there's one thing Seattle doesn't defend well, it is the tight end. Heath Miller was on a roll last week before he got hurt. I am all in. Play Kyle Rudolph this week. Terrific matchup. Seattle, like I said, I think they're the third or fourth worst in the league in terms of defending the tight end. So play Kyle Rudolph there. Doug, any other Vikings you're interested in, or is this all AP for you?
No, it's pretty much AP and Rudolph. And by the way, the Vikings are the tenth against wide receiver. So there's your answer for Baldwin.
Yeah. He's a low-end option this week. This could be a low-scoring game, that's for sure. I'm not expecting Russell Wilson to repeat what he did. Doug, we just got a few games left as I'm looking through the schedule. We've covered the 49ers, the Broncos. Yeah, we're down to only a couple of games left, and they're some of the big ones. Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the New England Patriots. Sam Bradford scheduled to return for Philadelphia, and that's going to help the situation for, in my opinion, of Jordan Matthews. New England gives up the 10 most fantasy points in the league to opposing wide receivers. Now, some would say it's only garbage time because the team's always down. Doesn't
right.
matter. Still fantasy points for me. Matthews has been a bit of a disappointment. Are you willing to go with him, though, in this matchup against the Patriots?
Yeah, just like you said, the Patriots, they're going to be up, fast. Even though his Brady's wide receivers are, and Gronk, are pretty much hurt. I mean, he's still Tom Brady. He's going to get it done, and he'll probably score at least 14 points in the first half. So they're going to have no choice but to throw the ball. It kills me, Anthony, that the Eagles are this mediocre and still right on the Giants' tail. It kills me.
Yeah. That division is just god awful all around. We know that. The Giants' only hope is the fact that they got the best QB in the division, and you hope he wins them a few games, despite
right.
the fact that they're really – it's right now a two-player offense. It's Eli to Beckham, and that's all that's working. Unless they fix that, that's all they're going to be able to do there. We know that. Doug, Patriots side of things, LaFell Amendola, Eagles giving up the most fantasy points to wide receivers in the league. No, like you said, no Gronk, no Edelman. Obviously, Brady plays – where do you rank LaFell? LaFell and Amendola, wide receiver twos, flex options. What are we doing with these guys?
For me, I think they're both flex options. I mean, Brady, as a Giants fan, I hate to say this, but he may be the best quarterback of all time, Anthony. I mean, I'm convinced now. I wasn't convinced before his fourth win, six Super Bowls. I mean, no matter who the guy has out there, I mean, you and I can put 40 yards and six receptions with this guy. It's ridiculous.
Man.
It doesn't matter who he has. Whoever his wide receivers are, you play him.
Yeah. I'm gonna upgrade Amendola just a little bit more than a flex. I'm willing to put him in as a wide receiver, too, in a PPR format. LaFell, he's a little more touchdown-dependent than Amendola. I'll use him as a flex, yes. But Amendola, I'll upgrade up to an RB2. Well, running back situation, I'm okay using LeGarrette Blount. Eagles are tough against the run. Blount's been inconsistent to me. I'm okay using him, like I said, as a desperation play. I don't view LeBlount, though, as a must-start, Doug.
No, I don't either. Blount's one of those guys. I mean, he's a boomer bust, and very often he's a bust, especially in PPR leagues. I think right now, in PPR league at least, I think Brandon Bolden's a guy to go with if you have to start one of their running backs.
Yeah, you know, Bolden had that big run. I'm not willing to fall for that yet. I mean, he had that 63-yarder last week. But
right.
That's really all he had, and James White's been a disappointment. I mean, if we're talking 14-team league, yeah, Bolden would be the guy. But anything smaller than that, I'll stay away from that whole situation. What about the tight end in New England? Chandler, number one waiver wire ad across the leagues.
Yep.
Are you playing Scott Chandler as a replacement for Gronkowski?
Yeah, I am. You know, I mean, like I said, he has Brady, and he's obviously no Gronkowski, but I think he's a decent option. If you're in a bind and you had Gronkowski and you picked him up, I would feel pretty comfortable starting him, especially with the wide receiver situation.
So would I. Chandler was a good tight end for the Buffalo Bills. Had a touchdown last week. I'm okay rolling with Chandler. He's going to see some action. Don't expect Gronk numbers, but you'll get decent tight end numbers out of Chandler this week. Doug, Sunday night, the Colts at the Steelers. Steelers are the best defense in the league in defending opposing running backs. I'm staying away from Frank Gore. But here's something interesting. The Steelers give up the fourth most fantasy points to opposing QBs. Are you willing to start Matt Hasselbeck?
You know what? I am. I mean, he's had a decent 2 weeks against Tampa Bay and against Atlanta. And like, you know, the Steelers, there's a good chance that the Steelers may put some points up fast against the Colts, so they may have to depend on Hasselbeck. And he's, you know, the guy just won't, he won't die. He just won't. He won't. He won't go away.
You know, the Colts aren't afraid to let him throw the ball. 42 pass attempts last week, 32 the week before. He's averaging about 25 completions a game in those two games. 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's been solid. He's got a great matchup. You know, no team's on bye, but if you are down on Matt Ryan, if you don't like Phillip Rivers' matchup, if you don't like Jameis Winston's, Russell Wilson's, or Drew Brees' matchup, Hasselbeck's got a great one. He could be a sneaky play. It's maybe even a daily league. I'm okay using T.Y. Hilton. Dante Moncrief is a flex option for me. Stay away from Frank Gore. That's my advice on that. Doug Steeler's side of things, I'm playing D'Angelo Williams, I'm playing Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Martavius Bryant. I am not falling for Marcus Wheaton, though. Do not. Last week was a one-hit wonder, in my opinion. Doug, Marcus Wheaton, after that monster game, are you willing to go to him this week?
No, I'm not convinced. I'm not. I mean, the guy's got a lot of talent. He may be... You know, he's one of those guys where he could make the Steelers, a trifecta at wide receiver, and he's just not getting it done. So I can't do it. Anthony, Hasselbeck or Russell Wilson?
I'm going to start Wilson.
Yeah.
Same with you?
I think it's a safer bet.
Yeah. I mean, I think the potential for Hasselbeck to have a 3-touchdown game might be better than Wilson's.
Yes.
But I think Wilson gives you less chance of a total flop that Hasselbeck
right.
could. That's so.
I agree.
The matchup
agree.
Is there. If you're a matchup guy, and I kind of am sometimes, if I don't have a clear-cut starter, you lean towards the matchup. Hasselbeck has the fourth best. The only quarterbacks with better statistical matchups this week than Matt Hasselbeck are Cam Newton, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Tom Brady. They are the only three with better matchups statistically than Matt Hasselbeck. So just keep that in mind when setting that lineup. Doug, final game of the night as we're about to wrap it up. Dallas Cowboys, they don't have much left. They are traveling to Washington to play the Redskins, who just don't lose at home. It's 5 in a row now. The Redskins have won in Washington. Darren McFadden, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten. What are we doing with those guys, Doug?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot at all. Tony Romo or Austin Davis? I'm starting Romo anyway. Yeah, you know, I mean, I have Dez in. I mean, he's my flex in the league. I got him in my first round. You know, I'll start him. You know, I'm not going to start Witten. I'm over him. I had love, you know, a love fest preseason with him. You know, I'll play McFadden, and if I have to, which I kind of do, I'll flex Dez, and that's about it for the Cowboys.
That's how low. That's how low your Ryan could drop in Dez, though. He's no longer a wide receiver, too. He's a flex option in your eyes.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's. No, the line that was like a god. You know. From Mount Olympus preseason, they're not living up to their capacity. They have, you know, who God knows who's playing quarterback. So Dez is just, you know, not the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, the quarterback situation is a mess. Castle can't throw the ball like Romo can. And that
they would
hurt.
Kill
Washington's...
to have Kirk Cousins right now. They would kill to have
Cousins.
Oh, my
gosh.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah. Washington's side of the ball, I can't trust Cousins. It's actually a tough matchup for him. The running backs in Washington, technically on paper, have a good matchup. Matt Jones and Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris is in a standard league, maybe an RB2, but I really can't trust either one of them. It's just not good enough. Really, for me, Doug, DeSean Jackson is a play, and Jordan Reed, the tight end for Washington, has been tremendous. Those are the two guys I'm going with on the Washington side of the ball.
I could go with Cousins. I mean, would you have Cousins or Austin Davis?
Well, I mean, if you're doing that, your season's over. you're playing for to not have to buy the beer for next year's draft. Kirk Cousins.
Whatever works.
But that's it.
Whatever bet you got. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Cousins in a really bad pinch, like you said, if you play for next year's beer. Jackson and Reed, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. Doug, got a couple of questions here. We've got one, really. And here's the situation.
Okay.
I have no idea who to play this week. Lacy, Gurley, Manuel, he's already used Lacy. So now
right.
He needs another running back to play with Lacy. Gurley, Mark Ingram, or Lamar Miller? Keep in mind there will be flex options later on. This is a couple of tiers, this question. Gurley, Ingram,
PPR?
Or Miller to go alongside Lacy?
Is it PPR?
Yes.
Whew. That's three not so great options, I gotta say. But for me, I would go Gurley.
Okay. Now, wide receivers, Odell Beckham is a lock. My second receiver, Crabtree, Macklin, or Dez.
Whew. Man.
Now this is what I recommended. I answered Lacy and Ingram, and then I said the wide receiver to go with Beckham was Macklin. I like the Chiefs matchup against the Raiders.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously, Dez is the better player, but he's just you can't depend on him at all. I would go Macklin, Crabtree, Dez with that trio.
Yeah, so I ended up, then the person who asked said they had two flexes as well. So this is what I ended up doing. Lacy and Ingram at running back, Macklin and Beckham at wide receiver, Gurley and Crabtree at the flex positions based on their matchups. No Dez.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know if this sounds bad, but Dez may be committing a crime this week. He's going to be so frustrated with his team. He's so talented. You know he's got a bad temper. It's just all signs pointing down for him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Doug, we are just about out of time tonight. Just a quick update on tonight's game. Still 20-14, Detroit leads. Some stat updates. Now Rodgers up to 146 and a touchdown. Eddie Lacy, 5 carries, 4 yards. Who would have expected that dismal a performance out of him? Not me, that's for sure. Devontae Adams, 4 for 21 and a touch. Richard Rodgers, 5 for 64. Eddie Lacy, 1 catch for -3 yards. My God, a miserable game. Stafford's up to 170. Amir Abdullah's rushed for 66. Golden Tate, 6 for 55. Calvin, 2 for 37 and a touchdown. Theo Reddick, 5 catches for 27 yards if you used him in a PPR league. All right, folks, we are out of time. Doug, this was terrific as always. Don't forget, you can hear the Anthony Aniano Fantasy Sports Show every Thursday night here on Blog Talk Radio or anytime on iTunes. Go to iTunes, search for the show, download, subscribe, comment, and rate. We do appreciate the support for anybody who's able to do so for us. You can follow everything going on with me on rotoballer.com. Sign up for draftvalet.com. We'll happily answer your questions there. And don't forget, follow on Twitter at @AAnianoFantasy, Facebook, The Anthony Aniano Fantasy Sports Show. Besides this show, you can hear me every Tuesday night, Rotoballer Fantasy Sports Radio, as we talk the waiver wire every week as well and recap the week that has been. Doug, this has been a lot of fun. You are literally full of crap, as always. There's an inside joke there, folks, if you knew what Doug and I were talking about before the show. It has nothing to do with fantasy football, so don't worry about that. But I know with everything going on there, a little chaotic day for you. I appreciate you spending some time and coming on with us, as always.
Thanks, Anthony. I hope your team this week has really bad gas against my team.
There you go. As we, you are in desperate need to beat me this week. So I wish you luck there as well. For Doug DeDaller, I'm Anthony Aniano. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you back here next week. Have a good night, folks.